Welcome to this half-hour broadcast of AARP, the magazine and AARP Bulletin. This is Carrie Minarchuk. Today we're going to continue reading from AARP, the magazine, our October-November issue featuring Tom Hanks on the cover. And last week we read from his exclusive essay on the life-changing power of friendship. And we also shared three other life-changing friendships from readers. Today, we're going to start with 2019 medical breakthroughs. Move easier, feel better, live longer. The latest science in the worlds of health and nutrition has given folks like you new ways to attack depression, disease, and weight gain. Here are the new super tools that cutting-edge medicine hopes to put in your hands. By Jacqueline Detweiler with Sarah Sari Harar. Diabetes control. An operation that improves blood sugar. Diabetics in Holland recently participated in a study that included not only diet and lifestyle recommendations, but also something new, an outpatient procedure known as duodenal mucosal resurfacing, or DMR, that uses heat to destroy the topmost layer of about 4 inches of the duodenum, the first part of the small intestine. The idea is that the top layer will then regenerate itself, replacing cells whose disordered hormonal signaling prevents insulin from functioning optimally. 6 months after the procedure, 85% of the patients in the study had better blood sugar control and were no longer using insulin. Being able to do a procedure under sedation with no discomfort that will result in marked improvement in diabetes control is pretty extraordinary, says Gregory Ginsburg, a gastroenterologist at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, who is working on the first U.S.-based study of the procedure. The pilot study, which began in 2019, is ongoing. This suit helps you move. It was originally developed for the military to enhance soldiers' endurance. New versions of Seismic's robotic underwear are aimed at workers or older people who could use an assist. A robot under your clothes. Donna McKinney loved to walk, but every time she did, her back hurt. Luckily, she lives in Skyline, a Seattle retirement community where residents can try an undergarment with robotic muscles that can augment core strength by about 25%. Made by a company called Seismic, each robotic garment is customized to fit the individual's lifestyle. Recently, McKinney wore one on a walk around her hometown on Bainbridge Island. My back didn't hurt at all, and I think we covered more than 4 miles, she said. Seismic partnered with the nonprofit Transforming Age to open its first boutique in Seattle last fall, serving the nonprofit's employees, residents of communities such as Skyline, and companies interested in employee health and wellness programs. Eligible members can lease garments for $1,000 to $5,000, depending on the package. And some of the things the suit helps with. The fit. The customized suit fits discreetly under your street clothes. Enhanced core muscles improve strength and mobility. Robotic muscles add strength to the lower back, making it possible to stand longer without back pain. And motors provide additional energy to the hips, giving support to the legs and allowing for longer, stronger walking. In the breast care issue, more comfortable mammograms. Since mammography went into wide use in the 1980s, the technology has helped reduce breast cancer mortality by 40%. In addition, it has squashed the heck out of women's breasts. GE Healthcare's new Senograph Pristina mammography machine with Duetta remote control may improve both situations. The system allows patients to control the compression of their own breasts, which can result in clearer pictures with less stress. Since the Duetta was introduced in 2017, the system has spread to imaging centers and hospitals in several states, with one study showing that 91% of patients gave themselves equal or greater compression over the previous year's scan, improving the clarity of the images. Women are a lot more tolerant of increasing the pressure if they feel they're in control of the system, notes Joseph P. Russo, head of women's imaging at St. Luke's University Health Network in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which uses the technology. And a game changer from Dean Ornish, a whole life longevity plan. The acclaimed physician is getting insurance companies to pay you to meditate. Friends who see Robert Thouhairs today barely recognize him. They'll say, "Oh my God, that's you?" says Thouhairs, 63, an internist based in Lake Arrowhead, California. That's because Thouhairs looks so much healthier than he did in 2015, when a car accident led to a heart attack that caused extensive, irreversible damage to his heart muscle. Two more cardiac arrests left him so sick that he went to the Amundsen UCLA Cardiomyopathy Center for a possible heart transplant. "That's when I was introduced to the Ornish program," he notes. When Dean Ornish was in medical school, he started investigating whether dietary interventions could be as effective as surgery in helping patients recover from cardiac disease. While that showed considerable success, he more recently began testing a holistic lifestyle approach that goes beyond food. His four rules, as outlined in his recent book, Undo It: Eat a low-fat, plant-based diet, exercise regularly, manage stress with yoga and meditation, and maintain love and intimacy. As part of a pilot study, he housed 10 people with heart disease in a hotel and started them on his program. Within 1 month, their cardiac function improved. Ornish and his wife, Anne, who is also his business partner, developed a 9-week lifestyle intervention, intensive cardiac rehabilitation, to help people reverse serious heart disease. "People come twice a week for 4 hours at a time," Ornish says. "They get an hour of supervised exercise, an hour of meditation and yoga, an hour of support group, which is not typically helping people stay on the diet. It's more about creating community. And there's a group meal with a lecture." This was the program Thouhairs started on. 2 years later, he's still doing it. "My heart function is now greatly improved, and the blockage in my arteries was reduced by 27%, he offers. Medicare and insurance companies like HMSA, Blue Cross Blue Shield in Hawaii, currently cover the intervention for those who have two or more risk factors, such as diabetes and high cholesterol. Ornish has begun to study whether the same practices can reverse other diseases, including early-stage Alzheimer's. The Ornish program is available in 18 states. But even without the formal program, you can incorporate its four key guidelines into your life. And once again, those four key guidelines are an hour of exercise, managing stress with yoga and meditation, eating a low-fat, plant-based diet, and maintaining love and intimacy. On the horizon, we're seeing easy prostate cancer answers. Researchers in the UK have devised an experimental urine test, prostate urine risk, or PUR, that can indicate who will require treatment for prostate cancer within the first 5 years after diagnosis. PUR could eliminate the need for biopsy and the risk of impotence or incontinence that can come with it. And eggshells you can walk on? Researchers at the University of Massachusetts Lowell have found that adding calcium-rich eggshells to a hydrogel mixture allows them to form a frame in which new bone can develop from bone cells, making bone grafts more effective in treating osteoporosis or other skeletal damage. On the brain health front, a visor to diagnose stroke. When it comes to treating a stroke, time is critical. Yet effective treatment requires that doctors understand which type of stroke the patient is experiencing. 40% of stroke deaths are caused by hemorrhagic strokes, during which blood escapes from a ruptured vessel in the brain. A newly developed visor, when strapped to a patient's head, can detect hemorrhagic strokes by using low-energy frequency waves. The device's accuracy rate is 92%, cutting time to treatment. These visors are expected to be available to medical professionals next year. And dementia comfort, a friend for those in need. Tom Stevens' mother, Nancy, had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease at age 76, but was resistant to accepting at-home care. She even trained her 2-year-old golden doodle to growl anytime a caregiver entered the room. Luckily, Stephen's background was in technology and computer science. He started researching Alzheimer's and learned that emotional attachment to objects such as stuffed animals could alleviate some behavioral and psychological symptoms. To create a stuffed animal worthy of such a task, he partnered with Jim Henson's Creature Shop to build what would eventually become Jenny, a robot modeled on a 10-week-old Labrador puppy that moves like a real dog in response to touch and to voice commands. We have 7 motors in the neck alone, which gives the robot dog the ability to do very fine expression, Stephen notes. Available next summer, the robot will cost about $450. And in heart health, the new AFib tracker. An irregular heartbeat is a common result of aging. At age 50, only about a half of 1% of folks have a sustained irregularity we call atrial fibrillation, says Joshua Yamamoto, a Washington, D.C. cardiologist. But by age 80, that number is nearly 40%. Irregular heartbeats are a common cause of strokes, yet few people know their risk. Detecting atrial fibrillation has gotten much easier since the Food and Drug Administration approved an implantable heart monitor in 2017. A newer model was launched earlier this year. The size of a paperclip, the Abbott Confirm RX insertable cardiac monitor, is placed under the skin during an outpatient procedure. It records 24 hours a day and sends data to your doctor through a smartphone app, so he or she can track your heart rate. With better feedback and monitoring, physicians can direct patients to the best possible medication. Did you know you don't need 10,000 steps a day to live longer? Fact: the standard goal of 10,000 steps a day isn't based on science. It comes from a marketing effort related to the 1964 Tokyo Olympics to find out how many steps older adults really need so they can lower the risk of dying from all causes. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston asked nearly 17,000 women, average age 72, to record their steps for at least 10 hours a day on at least 4 days a week. Mortality rates began to drop when the women averaged 4,400 steps a day. The rates were at their lowest at 7,500 steps, then leveled off. Some more on the horizon medical breakthroughs. A gut feelings fix. Researchers at Duke and Columbia Universities recently invented slow-release versions of a gut-based chemical the body converts to the neurotransmitter serotonin. In mouse studies, the compound created new neurons in the gut, relieving both depression and constipation. Studies for use in humans with treatment-resistant depression are slated to begin early next year. And brain stimulation for pain. At the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, researchers demonstrated they could stimulate parts of the brain with electricity, changing the way the brain interpreted pain signals. In a study of 20 people with chronic lower back pain, participants reported decreased pain. In some cases, their discomfort was completely relieved. Larger studies may lead to this treatment becoming commonly available. And a pill that vibrates? This comes under digestion breakthroughs. As it moves through the GI tract, the experimental Vibrant capsule vibrates, using a mechanism similar to the buzzers restaurants hand out to let you know that your table is ready. The agitation induces natural muscular waves, known as peristalsis, moving stool through the body without chemical action. We expect to treat chronic constipation of all kinds because this should really help things move, says Satish Rao, a gastroenterologist at the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University. In Parkinson's disease, a less invasive treatment for tremors. Deep brain stimulation surgery is the gold standard for treating Parkinson's disease tremors that don't respond to medication. It's effective in about 90% of cases, but involves implanting electrodes in the brain through surgery, which doctors don't recommend for high-risk patients. Last December, the FDA approved a new non-invasive treatment that uses MRI to guide the ultrasound waves directly to the most affected areas of the brain. The treatment, called Exablate Neuro, destroys misfiring brain cells in the targeted area without requiring the opening of the skull. In mental health, using bright light as medicine. Mental health professionals have used light box therapy for decades to treat seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD, which leads to a low mood in winter, but eases its depressing grip when the days get longer. New research indicates that the same therapy may be effective for other types of depression, including treatment-resistant depression, and even bipolar depression. Indeed, one recent study found that among patients hospitalized for depression, those in rooms facing southeast, which received the most light, were discharged an average of 30 days earlier than those in rooms facing northwest. Researchers believe that the therapy, which involves sitting near a light box during morning hours, resets a disordered circadian rhythm, resulting in an improved mood. And more depression treatment, a mood-adjusting spray for when other meds don't work. Many people who have spent their lives dealing with depression have gotten used to having treatments that previously worked suddenly fail. It happened repeatedly to Robin Protho, age 60. They work for a couple of weeks or months, and then it just goes back to the usual, she says. 2 years ago, Protho entered a clinical trial for esketamine, now sold as Spravato, a nasal spray related to an old approved anesthetic. She reports that her symptoms improved immediately. In March, the FDA approved the drug, in conjunction with an oral antidepressant, for people with treatment-resistant depression. Protho, meanwhile, is still going for regular treatments under her doctor's supervision. It has not stopped working for a day, she adds. In eye care breakthroughs, lenses that help sleep and attention. Ophthalmologists sometimes implant blue light-blocking lenses during cataract surgery as a way to prevent retinal damage. But as doctors have begun to realize how powerfully light affects brain function, some have wondered whether this blocking may have negative effects. A new study of 13 people who underwent surgery for cataracts found that clear UV-blocking lenses that allow blue light to enter resulted in better sleep and cognitive abilities than that offered by other types of lenses. Clear lenses increased slow-wave sleep time by roughly 50% and boosted performance on sustained attention tests by an average of 70%, compared with amber lenses that block part of the blue light. Additional research is needed. And in the better sleep category, twice-a-day body clock fixes. Difficulty sleeping through the night and daytime sleepiness are both often associated with Parkinson's disease, which seems to weaken patients' circadian clocks. Researchers have shown that exposing subjects to bright light twice daily can reset their sleep patterns and even reduce their early symptoms. Did you know exercise can help prevent a second fall? Reduced mobility or a joint replacement often begins with a nasty fall, a missed doorstep, or a patch of ice that leads to catastrophic consequences. A new study of 345 men and women aged 70 and older suggests that starting an exercise program may prevent a repeat accident. In the study, subjects cut their risk of a second fall by 36% by following the Otago exercise program, a series of 5 strengthening and 12 balance moves with increasing levels of difficulty. The strengthening exercises focused on knee, hip, and ankle strength. The balance exercises included backward walking, knee bends, heel walking, and toe walking. On the horizon, more accurate skin diagnoses. Is there a better way to test for skin cancer without a biopsy? Perhaps. A procedure known as VOCT, created at Rutgers University, uses infrared light to map a worrisome spot, then blasts it with sound waves to measure its density and stiffness relative to the skin around. Researchers expect FDA clearance next year. Implantable shock absorbers. Knee pain often results from a deterioration of the cartilage at the ends of the leg bones, causing them to rub against each other. The Calypso, a cylindrical shock absorber, is planted along the inner side of the knee to absorb some of the weight burden borne by the joint, improving mobility without a knee replacement. Heart attacks, oxygen treatment that limits the damage. During a heart attack, part of the heart muscle can die if it's deprived of oxygen. Supersaturated oxygen, known as SSO2 therapy, which recently won FDA approval, infuses the concentrated oxygen into the area of the heart muscle that's starved of it. As a result, the size of the damaged area is reduced. The therapy is being used in experimental treatments at several U.S. hospitals. And speaking of hospitals, we would all like to have more hospitable hospitals. Light that brings night and day indoors. One factor that makes hospitals stay so miserable is the unrelenting fluorescent light. But several new companies are now offering hospitals the opportunity to create circadian entertainment lighting, essentially mimicking the movement of the sun, with light that grows gradually brighter toward midday and darker as sunset approaches. This helps to prevent the disruption of daily rhythms for patients in hospitals and elder care facilities. And finally, A Game Changer by Sachin Panda. Timing is everything. Adjust your daily clock to change your life. Nita Castro and her fiancé used to love going to the movies, then grabbing a late dinner somewhere. But now everything has changed. Today, Castro, 62, rarely has a bite of food after 7 p.m., a new habit that may have saved her life. In November 2018, she was taking metformin and Januvia to control her type 2 diabetes, but the combination wasn't keeping her blood sugar stable. Plus, she was waking up in the middle of the night with low blood sugar episodes. That's when Castro began seeing family physician Julie Schatzel. When I started seeing Dr. Julie, she was like, "I don't understand why, with the volume of medicine you're taking, your numbers are so high." Schatzel recommended a lifestyle modification based on new science. Castro was to eat all her food within a 10-hour window. Today, she has reduced the medication she is taking, and her blood sugar numbers have dropped significantly. The toxic effects of late-night living and all-day snacking are akin to those of lead and asbestos, says Sachin Panda, a professor at the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California. Almost every gene, hormone, brain chemical, neurotransmitter, digestive juice, and enzyme in our body is programmed to turn on and off, go up and down, every 24 hours. Eating when the stomach, liver, pancreas, and other organs are unprepared for the onslaught leaves little time for the body to repair itself, and this can, over time, lead to chronic diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, dementia, acid reflux, and irritable bowel. The good news, reestablishing your circadian rhythm can fix these problems. The prescription is simple. Eat all your food within an 8 to 12 hour window every day, beginning about an hour after you wake up. Changing lifelong habits can be hard, but Panda's latest study, conducted over an iPhone app called My Circadian Clock, can help. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to this half-hour broadcast of AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin.